for the word of God among us, for the word of God within us. Thanks be to God. Amen. Dancing to the beat of God's heart. Our final hymn today is Teach Me to Dance. It's one of my favorite hymns. The beginning of the chorus. Teach me to dance to the beat of your heart. Teach me to move in the power of your spirit. The beat that we dance to in this life and the power we move in matters. There are many competing rhythms in this world. The beat, the pulse of fear, of greed, of self-service is strong. I have said before that power in itself isn't evil. It's how we inhabit our power that matters. There are different ways of moving in power. Too often, the movements around us in our world are not in the power of God's Spirit. How does God manifest power? God's starting point, God's power, has the hope of relationship and connection. God's power turns outward, not inward. The starting point, the heart of God's power made known in Jesus, is love. It's truth and mercy. It's dignity and respect. As followers of Jesus, the starting point of our power in the world is this same love, this same hope of relationship and connection. Our starting point is the same truth and mercy. Our motivation is grace and dignity and respect. The starting point of our power matters. What motivates us matters. Are we dancing to the beat of God's heart? Are we moving in the power of God's Spirit? As followers of Jesus, these are questions that we are invited to ask ourselves again and again. We've just heard the story of the death of John the Baptist. This story is power at its worst. This is power misused, abused. These are movements that ignore the beat of God's heart. These movements are motivated by domination and self-preservation. This is a dance that is disorienting and destructive, even to the point of death. Mark offers us this story as a flashback, and it offers us interesting glimpses of what is happening in Herod's heart and mind. Herod thinks that Jesus is John the Baptist raised. This suggests that he is haunted by what he has done. There is something in him that knows he has abused his power, that knows he has not moved with the beat of God's heart and the power of God's Spirit. Herod has sent men who arrested John and put him in prison for having spoken out against Herod for having married his brother Philip's wife, Herodias. Herodias holds a grudge against John for this and wants to kill him. But Herod protects him, and we hear that he feared John, knowing that he was a righteous and holy man, and he protected him. We hear that when Herod heard John, he was greatly perplexed, and yet he liked to listen to him. Herod recognized the heartbeat of God and the power of God's Spirit in John's words and actions. Perplexed is an interesting word, with its origins meaning entangled, interwoven. In Herod, I see a man who is entangled, a man who is caught up in destruction and domination. I see in Herod a lack of awareness around his power. And where there is a lack of awareness around what motivates and what controls us, power goes awry. Where there is a lack of awareness around power, abuse of power is right around the corner. The oath that Herod makes in response to his daughter's dancing is foolish. We hear that he is deeply grieved, but ultimately he is motivated by self-preservation and he keeps that oath. This is a brutal story. Why does Mark include it in this gospel? Where is the good news of Jesus Christ in it? Jesus isn't even mentioned. This story reminds us how important it is that we are aware of what motivates and what controls us as we make our way through this life. It is a vivid reminder to be aware of how we are moving in our power and whether we are moving in the power of God's Spirit. It is a reminder, a call to us to listen for the heartbeat of God and to dance to it on this life's journey. At the end of this brutal story, we hear that the disciples came and took John's body and laid it in a tomb. We can hear the heartbeat of God in this action. This is an act of love, and it is an act of power of a different kind. This was a brave move to ask for the body. They were very vulnerable in doing this. They were motivated by love, and they trusted in the power of God's Spirit with them. They moved in the power of and in the name of seeking dignity and respect for John in offering him a proper burial. This is dancing to the beat of God's heart. It is easy to be disoriented by the beat, the pulse of fear and greed and self-service in our world. How do we keep our ears, our hearts, our minds attuned to the beat of God's heart? How do we remember to move in the power of God's Spirit? Many years ago now, my husband Randy and our children Annabelle and Evan and I had the opportunity to celebrate the Feast of Pentecost at St. John's Episcopal Church in Naples, Florida. The homily that day was, of course, all about the Holy Spirit. The preacher boldly suggested that the Holy Spirit is all too often a couch potato in today's world. A couch potato, sitting, waiting to be invited up off that couch into the action and activity in our lives. My initial reaction upon hearing this was to take offense, to think, what a silly thing to say. However, years later, I think of this image of a couch potato often. This idea of the Holy Spirit as a couch potato reminds us that God invites us always into relationship, but God doesn't coerce. Remember Desmond Tutu's assertion, God without us will not, as we without God cannot. We have to commit to listening for the beat of God's heart. We have to commit to moving with the power of God's Spirit. We have to invite the Holy Spirit up off the couch to dance with us. Our reading from 2 Samuel offers us a scene of David dancing before the Lord with songs and lyres and harps and tambourines and castanets and cymbals. This is quite a contrast with the dancing in our gospel passage, isn't it? David didn't always dance to the beat of God's heart. We have other stories about him that describe him moving in those counter rhythms of fear and self-preservation. Just as in our gospel passage, this reminds us of our own agency, of our own power. It reminds us that our choices matter. How we move in the world matters. God's heartbeat pulses through all of creation, but we gather to worship here in this place as part of our commitment to listening for that heartbeat of God. We hear it in Scripture. We hear it in the good news of Jesus. We hear it in the joy of the resurrection. The Holy Spirit is dancing here as we sing and pray God's praise. Here in our worship, we can, just as David and the house of Israel did, dance before the Lord with all our might. And let's do that. When we leave this place, God's heart beats all around us. The power of the Spirit is there, waiting for us to move with it. There is no doubt that there are disorienting and destructive rhythms in the world. There is abuse of power in the world. By committing to dancing to the beat of God's heart and to moving with the power of the Spirit, we are committing to an awareness around power and its potential to go awry. We're committing to an awareness of our own motivations and what controls us. It is this awareness, this commitment to moving with grace and compassion and to being motivated by love that will change the world. So, this week, listen for the heartbeat of God. Take the hand of the Holy Spirit and dance in Jesus' name. Amen.